Welcome back, Mistakes listeners. This is Dave speaking on behalf of Todd, and I just wanted to do a little public service announcement before we got into this podcast. We had some technical difficulties with sound, and of course that's the whole basis of a podcast, is to listen to us, and unfortunately I didn't realize the problem had really occurred till about 10 minutes into the podcast. So yes, Todd does sound like he's making a long-distance call on a payphone in Yugoslavia, but it is what it is. So, sit back and enjoy the show. So, welcome back to Parenting Mistakes. Right, Todd?
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Now, what we haven't done on Parenting Mistakes for quite some time is a pop quiz. You have not popped the quiz for me lately.
Right. Right? Normally I do.
Yeah, normally a day pop quiz, and I have to answer a bunch of questions. So I have got a pop quiz for Todd today, and it's only one question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. All right.
I could ask you a question, too. I just thought of one, but you can ask yours first.
You can reverse the question. That's fine. That's the opposite of pop quiz. That's op quiz. That's how that works. Touché. Anyway, so here's my quiz for you. It's easily answered, I think. What would you say is your shtick? What is something that's definitely you? Like, when you think about you, and you think about who you are and your style and what you bring to the world, what is it that you know, this is definitely, this uniquely Todd. This is it. This is...
Uniquely me?
Yeah, uniquely you. Like, this is your thing.
Well, I don't know if it's uniquely me. It's something that other people do, too. But,
well, you can't, I mean, just be eating, Todd.
Sorry.
I drive a car.
I would say that my thing is being analytical.
Okay, but do you, like, that's, so they walk down the street and they would say, that's Todd, he's analytical. Like, that's what I know him for.
Yes, analytical combined with a sort of Socratic method questioning strategy of people.
What?
Combined.
Sorry, you kind of blurted out there. What? You're quizzing what?
Socratic method. The method of asking questions.
Oh, okay.
It's still a philosophy.
Okay, Socratic method. Okay.
So I analyze things. And I ask people a lot of questions.
Okay.
Which is irritating to people sometimes.
That's not the Todd I grew up with. Did you ask me a lot of questions?
Yeah, I did.
Well, yeah, I guess that's why we get the pop quiz all the time. It's weird because it's not exactly how I would define you, right? Like,
okay,
oh yeah.
Well, okay. So there's me turning around. What is my shtick? You tell me.
Does
it matter what I think? Does it matter what I think my shtick is, or does it matter what other people think it is?
Okay, so being a childhood friend, the thing that I think is actually you, it's always been you, is nothing bothers you.
Mm.
Kind of similar to your mom. It's a Pfeiffer trait that's been passed on to generation, but there isn't much that phases you.
Okay, but those are different things.
Yeah,
phasing,
it's hard to say,
bothering,
but I'm like,
are different.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous number of things that bother me.
Yes, but it doesn't bother you. That's the thing. Like, not once have I ever seen you go off on I've never seen a tirade from you. I mean, it does line up with that Socratic method, right? Hey. So the like, I could basically tell you the moon is going to hit the earth, and you would say, okay, well, how is that going to occur? And at what time?
Right.
Where do I need to be? How's that going to, you know? And
I'd
be like, what? it just would be, that's how, you know, and I would look towards you in that moment of, uh-oh, and think, oh, well, Todd's not terribly worried.
Right.
But, you know. Yeah, it always felt like that's your thing.
Okay, so fascinating question. What's the point?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, you know, because I'm building towards a segue here.
Oh.
I'm building towards a segue here, and not the thing you ride around on the street in. Right.
But I'm fun. Yeah.
Thank you, PewDiePie. that's so crappy. Okay.
Okay.
So, yes. So that, and I'd say, okay. So moving forward, right, and not getting too caught up in the swirl that we usually have at the beginning of weird conversations. We reviewed this week Tanner Braungart.
Braungart.
Thank you. You know, once again, our YouTube Quest YouTube for 2018, we reviewed another YouTuber, Tanner Braungart.
Braungart, yes.
Gosh dang it.
Braungart.
Braungart.
Pronounced as you see fit.
Yeah. What nationality would you say that is? What?
Braungart?
Yeah. You think that's got to be Norwegian or something.
German, you know, something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
One of those.
We'll just go with Tanner. We can wrap our brain around Tanner.
Okay, Tanner. Right, correct. And how did we find Tanner?
So Tanner is a YouTuber that my son has watched off and on for the last, I'd say maybe year and a half. My son is about to turn 17 next month and looking at colleges. And so he watches this guy and yeah. So
yeah.
We got a recommendation from a family member.
That is
from
nice.
One of them young people that like to watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple of minutes to go look him up on YouTube if you so desire. Of course, if you're driving, don't do that. But that
don't do that.
Tanner Braungart. And in essence, the reason I bring up what your thing is, perhaps we could get into. Now we'll forget that. But what your thing is to say. What would you say Tanner's thing is? Everybody's trying to find a unique, carved-out section of YouTube for themselves that will drive numbers.
Yeah.
And I think Tanner has done something very unique for himself. I can't say it's what brings him the numbers, but what would you say is the unique thing that he does after looking at his library of entertainment?
So I did... Again, we're not deep researchers when it comes to some of the stuff that we do here. We do cursory research, which is similar to what lots of parents would do and lots of viewers would do. They'd look up a little stuff. My understanding is that I believe he got his start doing trampoline videos.
Yes, I would agree.
A number of years ago. Here's the other piece of this, and I don't know if we've ever mentioned this with PewDiePie or just any general discussions, but YouTube has been sort of on an arc where people like Tanner and PewDiePie got into it about, I'm going to say, 5 or 6 years ago. And they've built an audience, and now they have a following, but we've sort of reached a saturation level with YouTube. So the point is that, you know, if you said, okay, well, what these people are doing looks pretty easy, so I'm just going to get a video camera and I'm just going to start making videos and I'm going to have a gazillion followers.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not necessarily going to happen over time. So, to answer your original question, what is Tanner's thing? In a lot of ways, it feels like Tanner's just kind of filming his life in small segments and coming up with sort of these benign little challenges.
I would say he is accurately, how can we say accurately? He is depicting a side of today's teenage boy and what it's like to live in this electronic age, right? I've got a camera, I've got all sorts of portability, I've got all sorts of things that can take me to different places, right? He's already got in trouble. The video we watched, he talked quite a bit about being in trouble, right? basically, what do they call it? YouTube sanctions or YouTube strikes. There's a term that he's been using, and I've seen the term used with other YouTubers before, where they put some copyright strikes or whatever, or maybe he'll drop some language, right? The stuff that we watch is relatively clean, except I think, I don't know, I watched another video. When you watch the amount of YouTube that we've been watching, it kind of all mashes together. I can't remember with the particular challenge that he did, which was in essence putting a tent on top of a trampoline and how you do all that. You know, I could have sworn the F-bomb was dropped once or twice there, and he had basically said that there were some sanctions against him, against explicity, right? YouTube is trying to – YouTube is putting a lot of work into trying to cleaning up their act and making sure that the content that's for kids is for kids. In essence, it's kind of becoming – it's not that it wasn't before, but it's really becoming more of a network that's trying to govern itself before something comes along to try to govern it, right?
Yeah, and that's an interesting side discussion in and of itself, because we've talked about the fact that YouTube is kind of the wild, wild west, and yet the users still have expectations, even though you have created this environment that has almost total freedom. The people that watch these videos, they'll sort of say, you know what, I don't need to see, you know, X, Y, and Z, which is why I believe Logan Paul got in trouble for showing a dead body on YouTube.
Yep. Yep. You know, and at that point, YouTube at that point really began to, it's weird because they turned on a dime. They were probably ready for it, but they did do a lot of changes immediately. I mean, I think within the week of the Logan Paul incident, YouTube is basically saying, we are hiring thousands of folks, not, I couldn't say thousands, but a lot of jives have come online so that we can actually watch every YouTube video. We're going to start doing a better job of monitoring our content, which I go, what an incredibly impossible job. I do not know how they're doing it. I'm assuming they have some sort of algorithm or program out there that's flagging things as they come in. But Right, so it's interesting. My guess is that a lot of it has to do with, hey, how many downloads has this particular video gotten? But, you know, when I upload something, I can't imagine YouTube is going to be looking at that, everything that I upload, when I've got, like, maybe, 53 views on it. I don't know how they're doing it. It's a totally different side topic. But, yes, I think what you're trying to say is the Wild Wild West element is still there, but they're beginning to crack down. It's someone like Tanner, who talks about his video, is feeling the effects and making fun of it, right? And he's had to make different choices because he's playing music that I noticed it was from the 80s, right? Probably not as well copywritten as something that's currently being played right now. And the other thing that was interesting is that they made a lot of purchases, but they didn't go into the stores with their cameras. They spent a lot of time in their car kind of talking back and forth about the purchases that were being made, right? Like, we're going to Walmart to purchase a thing. Now, eventually they did go into Walmart and make a purchase, and they bought a huge trampoline. The whole thing was fascinating.
The trampoline, and then the tent they put on top of that.
Right. And you saw so many different aspects. He doesn't have, again, here's like PewDiePie, no filter, right? So just whatever is there is there. I don't know if you saw it, but you see his mom making deals in the background?
Yes.
Like, he's running by his mom, and his mom is making deals in the background. I don't know if his mom is making deals around him, right? Like, if you want Tanner to come to your event, it's going to cost you something. I don't know. It felt that way. I can't say that was the case.
Well, and here's where we go back to the idea of saying, okay, what is this here? So in this particular video, as we mentioned, he came up with this challenge that he was going to have a tent that fit on top of a trampoline, and he was going to spend the night in this tent on this trampoline, which in and of itself is pretty dumb. He ends up getting cold, and they go back inside. And from what we can see, for what I can see, the kid's got a lot of money. I don't know if he's made it all from his YouTube videos, but he's got a lot of money and able to just kind of go do whatever he wants.
Yes.
Anytime. I don't know. I mean, again, we've only watched a couple of videos. I don't know if we dig into it, if we will ever see him like go to school or, you know, do anything productive, but he's basically just, it's like weekend screw off time all the time.
Right.
He gets to just do whatever he wants.
Yeah, and so...
And,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, so I asked my son, you know, I said, okay, give me something that you really like about this guy, and give me something that you don't like about this guy.
Oh, very good. Target audience.
And, right. And he said, you know, the positive is, for him, is this kid represents what my son would like to do from a YouTube standpoint. My son has talked about making YouTube videos. Now, he hasn't made that many videos. He's made a couple, but the bulk of his time is spent going to school and studying and doing extracurricular activities. He plays sports. He's in the band. He does a whole kind of stuff that we do, stuff with church. But he doesn't have a lot of extra time. This appears to be Tanner's life, that he's able to just kind of drive around with his buddies and make videos. And he has a big house and lots of resources. Whereas my son has one GoPro camera and borrow my camera every once in a while and doesn't have a trampoline and the ability to go buy a tent for $200 at Walmart anytime and a big lawn and the other resources.
Yeah, like they, if you kind of did a little bit of a deep dive, they actually spent quite a bit of money on equipment and then quite a bit of money of just ruining equipment, right? They had a paint challenge that I watched where they just destroyed a trampoline full of paint, you know.
Right.
They poured paint all over it and they destroyed it. They had another challenge in which they had glow sticks and they poured glow stick all over the trampoline and they destroyed that, right? So they just this kind of disposable events that occur that cost, in my opinion, probably each event was about $500.
Right. And whether he's making that back, I'm sure he probably is making that back on some level. So the flip side of that is I asked him what he didn't love about this guy. He said he said the challenge is that he tries to be funny. And sometimes he is. He makes a few comments that are funny, but he says a lot of weird stuff. And just, he's a high schooler.
Yeah.
He's got a high school level of humor.
Sure.
Now, this is where we shift into grumpy old man mode, but...
Yes, and so let's take a break.
Right.
Well, are we going to... This is good for kids
okay,
yet, or...
No, that's fine. Let's take a break.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. All right, we're back from the break. All right, grumpy old man time. I'm ready for grumpy old man time.
So go ahead and go first. Is this what do you think of this?
Man, so the target audience is obviously Jonathan, right? It was an utterly fascinating insight into this boy's life. Again, I always want to – I think one of our quests here on YouTube is trying to find something substantial – that might have some entertainment value. It, for a parent, utterly fascinating. I do think this is how a lot of these kids operate right now. A lot of them desire to have this. Either they have it, or they don't, or they want it, right? They want to live this life. But I go back to say it's another wish fulfillment series, right? Like, if I only had this kind of money, I could do these crazy stunts, and I could be kind of... Right, what Jonathan's saying is, I could be famous. If it's just so easy. I'm so close to being famous that I could do these things, right? You know, what?
Right.
And I go back to my statement at the beginning of the show. What is his thing? Well, he got into it early, obviously.
Right.
Early, gosh, you know, probably about 2 or 3 years ago before it really all took off. And he got it. He had one corner, which is, I'm going to do trampoline stunts, right? So he does that. I'd say you're right, he has the high school mentality. It's not that I didn't chuckle here and there, But part of it for me is I don't totally, again, get the humor, but I understand what it was like to be 16 or 17, right? The other thing that was interesting was obviously they were going on a trip that was surrounding the YouTube channel. They have a mom in the background that I think is promoting the YouTube channel. Like, he has no filter. He's allowed to just kind of film whatever is happening. His poor sister, who's not feeling well that day, ends up on the channel, right?
Right.
I don't know if you missed that part. It's actually quite intimate. Does it have any redeeming value? That is the hardest question for me. I found it interesting just to see the insight into this guy's life. But did I learn anything new? Did I grow from this? Was I entertained? Not necessarily. Was he offensive? Like I said, one F-bomb was dropped. Obviously, YouTube has put a lot of stipends on him already. He's been, a lot of his videos have been pulled for some of the stunts and things that he's done and copywritten material. So he's kind of got, this unfiltered thing is kind of getting filtered as we go through this transitional time in YouTube. Would I recommend it for Jonathan? I don't know, right? Like, I don't have a teenage boy. Do I feel like whatever Tanner's doing would encourage Jonathan to do things that I wouldn't want him to do? Not necessarily. Right? He's doing goofy things in his backyard, and he's outside. He's doing fun stuff. I'd say he's as annoying as heck to his neighbors. Right? Like, I would not want to live next door to these guys, but it appears they have a big piece of property in which they can do stunts. So, right? He's not terribly disruptive, right?
Yeah, I think the bigger question here is to say, is this what you want your kid to aspire to? Basically having total freedom. He's kind of living, when we talked a lot about some of the Disney Channel shows that we reviewed in previous Parenting Mistakes episodes. By the way, don't forget to email us at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. We reviewed these Disney Channel episodes. We found there was kind of a theme with these Disney Channel setups, right?
Yep.
Where there was basically no parents, no authority, and the kids just basically ran things. And that is, I think, appealing to a kid to say, wouldn't it be great if I had, as you said, unlimited resources, total freedom, and I could just run around with my buddies and just screw around and do stunts and buy stuff and wreck it, and sleep in, and do whatever I want. And so, yeah, you can sort of play the fantasy game a little bit, but do you want your kid to watch this guy and say, wow, I wish I lived his life? I don't know, maybe he's a happy guy. Maybe he is. But at the same time, you could say, he doesn't live the life, this is not a normal life that he's living.
Yeah, that's true.
This is not a life that most kids are going to live. Most kids have to go to school. They have some possessions. They get to have some fun. They get to do a few goofy stunts once in a while. But there's a level of responsibility with being a engaged citizen. And so, yeah, is he producing anything constructive? You have to sort of say to yourself, if you got your cell phone or video camera out and you just kind of walked around your house and you just filmed your kids and you filmed the neighbor's chickens and you filmed you playing video games and you filmed going to the store, taking the kids to school.
It is funny, Todd, because I had the exact same thought. Like, gosh, I could do everything that Tanner's doing. I could. I mean, obviously, he's got a little more dough, but I'm going to go climb the tree in my backyard challenge, right? And then when I get to the top of my tree, I'm going to put colored balloons on it for some reason. And maybe the tree will lift off and I'll record the whole thing and it'll be amazing, right? Like, but the issue that I have, Todd, and this is where I'm conflicted, for strict entertainment, like, I get that Jonathan realizes, I'm hoping he does, and a lot of kids realize that, and maybe I'm thinking just the betterment of society, that they go, this is not reality, But at the end of the day, was I entertained? Right? Like, did I have a good time watching Tanner doing his shtick, his thing? I go, I'm not trying to defend it. Again, we never try to defend or offend any of this stuff, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, as far as YouTube personalities are concerned, he doesn't really raise a lot of red flags. In my opinion, his life is kind of a big old nothing. That's a hard thing to say. And I'm sure it's way more deep than I can ever know, you know. I'm sure that Tanner, if he was sitting next to me, would say, that guy you see on YouTube right now is not me. That's not me. They all kind of say that. And I'd say, you're probably right. We're getting an angle of who you really are, right?
Right.
Or not.
Right.
So I go, you are providing entertainment to a lot of teenage boys, and it's nowhere near, say, Jackass level, right? Hey, let's stick some fireworks in our rear ends, and here we go, right? It's none of that. Oh. It seems pretty tame. So as far as entertainment value is concerned, I you look at Jonathan, you're not going to sell him you can't watch Tanner, right?
Right, but I am going to say, what is it you think that this guy is producing? Or do you think you're actually going to get to this level of success? Because his intro, the intro to this video is really all about him and his success and his car and his house. It is a little bit of a show off thing.
Yeah.
Which is a little juvenile. And it feels like the kid that, you know, when you go to somebody's house, the kid comes up to you and says, come here, look at my new toy or whatever. And you say,
sure.
Oh, that's neat. It feels like a little bit he's showing off.
Yeah.
I mean, everything he does is a spectacle.
Yes.
It's a performance. And so, okay, that's his job. He's running his own little circus, basically. I would be curious, and we won't know this for a while. I'll be curious to see whether he can sustain this, whether this is something that will he run out of ideas? Will people continue to watch him? Will they get sick of? Because like the episode we watched, I would say, again, we're not the demographic. It was mildly entertaining, and that's small m mild. Yippee, you slept in a tent on a trampoline. Woohoo.
Well, you almost didn't survive the night. It was so cold.
Yeah, right, that's the thing. I'm sort of like, well, I think he lives in Kansas or something like that. I mean, he lives...
I don't know. He doesn't live
somewhere out there, right?
Well, I will say this. He put some effort into demonstrating how he was going to put the stunt together. Yes, I agree. It was a lame stunt. But it's interesting to watch how he's going to do it, right?
Sure.
He went to the story about all this stuff. They went by, you know. But in essence, it switched from his thing being trampolines, which he's still kind of doing. But if you like the Tanner experience, right, you're going to get more of that here, right, in the goof-off time. Once again, quickly edited. I don't know if he's doing the editing again, but quick clips, stuff like that. Throw Tanner's dog in there. Or dogs, right?
Right.
I think as we kind of sift and start getting to the nuggets, I think again, we've recommended this before, but every parent should sit down and watch their kids' popular YouTubers. Sit down. I think all these guys need to have their own individual discussions. Like, hey, parents, sit down, watch this Tanner. You sit down with Jonathan and say, you ask the right questions, right? You did the exact thing that we'd like you to do as parents. Sit down and have a discussion about what's happening there. I think the deception about YouTube right now that I'm beginning to discover is that everything on YouTube is real. And I don't think that's the case. Like all entertainment, they're trying to, you know, get money, build some numbers, and what's their draw? And the draw is the one thing they're going to present to you. But something tells me we're never going to see the hardships of Tanner, right? Other than YouTube taking down his videos because he's got copyright infringement.
Right, and then, you know, he just sounds whiny because, you know, he's not going to find a lot of sympathy from his audience as he's sitting in his mansion, you know, that he, in theory, has built with YouTube money, complaining about YouTube not giving him as much money anymore.
Right.
people aren't going to sit there and go, oh, you're right. I feel bad for you. I wish you had a bigger house. I think your phrase, it's a good descriptor. This is goof off time.
Yeah.
If you want to watch other kids goof off, great. Boy. This fits into a lot of other genres. If you want to watch other people play video games, and, you know, I'm a sports fan, so I watch other people play sports.
Sure.
I could go play sports myself, and I play some of them, but I'm watching other people play sports. Okay. Yeah. Great.
So. Yes. So, yeah, there we go. If you're really into trampolines...
If you're into watching high schoolers with a lot of money who are bored, goof off, Tanner's your guy.
This is your guy. Yeah, totally. All right. Well, I think that's a good closer, my friend.
As I mentioned, you can email us, parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. Send us your thoughts on our format, what you think shtick is. If you want to psychoanalyze Dave or me, give us suggestions on future YouTube people. And we are still on Patreon.
That's true.
So if you have extra money, if Tanner is listening to us and he wants to send some of his vast riches to a poor struggling podcast, that would be appreciated.
Cool.
We good? We record?
Yeah.